This is Michael. You're listening to Models of Masters, and I'm so grateful you're here. I'm breaking down personal stories, learned wisdom, and pieces of insight I hope can help you along your journey. Head over to my website, michaelbecker.org, for much more. And with that, let's get right into the show. Hey guys, it's Michael here, and today I'm going to talk about the energetics of high status. We're going to talk about five ways to be more highly respected. Status and mass respect are not things that one has to attain by virtue of stepping on or even beating others. Quite the opposite, actually. As this new conscious capitalism economy continues to evolve, these things are a byproduct of uplifting and empowering others. Respect of others and status in the world can also be attained by refinement of one's own disposition and by using social engineering techniques that let you control the energy of individual conversations, maintain the power balance among groups, and embody a tremendous depth of emotional intelligence by picking your own battles, humbly handling your own business, and more than anything else, by treating other people with respect. So with that said, here's five strategic ways to become more highly respected within the world. Okay, so number one is to articulate your thoughts for impact. The goal should always be to impact as much high potency insight as possible every time you speak. And when you speak, make sure that you're enunciating from the chest, from the heart chakra, not from the throat. This is something that I actually struggled with for a long time. You want to think of the throat chakra as a tunnel through which a stream of controlled consciousness coming straight from the heart center passes, not as the seed of your verbal energy. You also want to remain reserved and quiet unless and until you have something of value to add. A lot of people speak to fill the space. They may think that this makes them seem smart, but it actually signals a lack of self-confidence. Only talk if you have something worthy to say. Way number two is to become more unreachable. High status people are energetically selective. Your attention is your most valuable resource. Every time you give it out, with every acknowledgement, you hand over your energy. You share a portion of yourself. You consent. You invest. So it's time to keep it clean and compact, therefore adding more value to the people and places you do decide to entertain. They become more important. So give your time and attention sparingly and stop giving it at all in spheres where it's unreciprocated or underappreciated. Doing so devalues your worth both internally and externally. Tactic number three is to take a stance. Don't have an opinion. It's time to start speaking your unabashed truth. Anyone can have an opinion, but very few are willing to take a stance. What are you willing to stand by, to proclaim and shout from the mountaintops? So much of how others perceive us is based not on what we say, but how we say it. If you say something confidently and you act like you know what you're talking about, people will believe you more often than not. That's not to say making things up is a strategy to success. When you can, you should always present evidence-based insight and provide proof that dissipates doubt and makes debate difficult. Claims hold more weight than opinions. When you make a claim, people might not like or agree with you, especially if it offends their sensibilities, but they will respect you as long as you paint that picture confidently. All right, number four, maintain leverage and have choices. Fundamentally, those with choices will always retain more power than those without. If you have unlimited choice, then the thing that you choose to do by default holds a ton of value. So manufacture situations whereby you can maximize the choices available to you. Always have more than one chess move. The matrix is built to back you into a corner. If you let it, it will stifle you. No leverage, no choice, no power. All right, number five, be willing to die in defense of your truth. If we don't stand for something, then we'll fall for anything. I think to live in full self-respect, you have to be willing to die in defense of your truth. Now, I don't necessarily mean dying physically, but you can die to other people. You can die to old versions of self or to outdated ideals that you once held true. At some point, you will have to. You'll be faced with the option of maintaining old ties or choosing yourself, which may mean letting go, losing, and moving on. You have to always choose your own truth over all else. To maintain self-respect, which is the most virtuous form of respect, you have to choose you. If you don't, you'll start to have increasing cognitive dissonance, anxiety, and doubt until you decide to do what your heart knows is best for you. And so really, the moral of this video is that, you know, it's natural, it's normal to seek, even to chase status and respect in the world. And there are both obvious and subtle systems that are set up that are literally geared to try to hook and addict and enroll us into them to chase these things. The difference between selfishness and selflessness is the chasm that separates ego-filled seeking versus a heart-led quest to create real, meaningful change. And so the key, I think, is that as long as it's fueled by love, I say gain as much clout and admiration from the world as you can. That's honestly what invigorates me most about life and what inspires me to go out and create change for other people in the world. Because to touch the masses at scale, you need a stage and a spotlight. The choice is to either build yours or to remain a cog in the world's wheel. That is it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. My book, Content Capitalist, is now on sale. You can visit my website, michaelbecker.org, to grab your copy. There's also a link in the description. And if you'd like to learn more about what me and my team at Neocore are building, you can visit our website, neocore.co. You can learn more there and join the waitlist for when we launch later this year.